live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, the News Talk giant of North Alabama, and the biggest show across the northern part of the state is this one, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. I'm your host, Phil Williams. It is 3:07 right now on Thursday, and we're here Monday through Friday, 2 to 5, every single day, giving you the perspective that gives you the chance to go out and fight the good fight. Hey, folks, we got stuff unfolding literally as we speak, and just got a couple of things here that just came in literally for outside sources. So I've been in dialogue, I've been in dialogue with Hamid, my interpreter, who let me know that just this morning, last night actually, because his parents and his family were approved now, they got to the airport, they were trying to get to the gate, they were not able to, they decided it was unsafe, and they turned back to their home. And then that is where the bomb went off this morning, was where they had been just hours before. So praise God. He says they are safe right now, and so praise God for that. Then the other thing is, he just told me, by the way, and this is in real time. So it's 3:08 right now. Hamid texted me within the last 15 minutes. He says another explosion just happened in Kabul. It was quite heavy. And we are seeing a report, breaking news on Fox right now, that people are reporting another explosion taking place near the airport literally in the last half hour. So Hamid is literally talking to someone right now on the ground who's giving him real-world intel, and it matches what we're seeing on the news. Other thing that's happening right now that's brand spanking new is that President Biden is prepared to speak, apparently, in the near future, like within the next hour. That's about to happen. So, I mean, it's just like things are unfolding literally by the minute. The other thing that's happening right now, too, I mentioned Vice President Kamala Harris. Wow. And how she is traveling the Far East right now, meeting with LGBTQ and climate control activists, which just boggles my mind. One of my folks on social media just tweeted, and you know what? I realize now I've also got this in a story that I had in my hand earlier, but this friend on Twitter just confirmed. News outlets are reporting that Vice President Kamala Harris is still keeping a scheduled campaign appearance tomorrow in California to campaign on behalf of Governor Newsom. Really? She needs to get herself back to the White House, sit in the Situation Room, and learn what it takes to be a president, because she is literally one heartbeat away from being in charge of all this mess. I'm just telling you, this is what we got with that election a while ago. And it boggles the mind that she can be right now meeting with climate activists in Singapore and then flying back to California to help Governor Gavin Newsom campaign for his failed governorship in California. In the meanwhile, she's the Vice President of the United States of America, and she is one heartbeat away from being in charge of the biggest crisis in international policy in a decade. We just had 12 U.S. troops die this morning. But she's going to go campaign for Governor Newsom because it's very important to keep a failed Democrat in office in California. God almighty. Hey, and Copper, you asked me a question, too. What was your question earlier? You typed it up on the board so I could see it, and then I answered you back. Well, exactly what was your question? Oh, the poking the bear thing.
Oh, yes. I guess I was just wondering, how can the Taliban not be afraid of us retaliating? I know they don't take Biden seriously, as they shouldn't, because he's ridiculous, but why would they not be afraid of poking the sleeping bear, or poking the bear that's decided to wander off and stop killing them, and they just decide it's a great idea to run after the bear and keep poking it? What do you think's going to happen?
I mean, no kidding. So here's the narrative right now. Great point, by the way. So they're blaming it on other groups besides the Taliban. They're saying this is ISIS-K, and the narrative that you're going to hear constantly is that, well, ISIS-K, well, they're really not part of the Taliban. In fact, they're the mortal enemies of the Taliban. Well, bull crap. They're all affiliated with what's called the Haqqani Network in Afghanistan, and every single one of them, there's an old, I heard it this morning. I'm trying to think who said it, but there's an old proverb from that side of the world that says, my brother and I against my cousin and I against my enemy, meaning join forces with who you got to, you know, And so I just don't try and tell me that, you know, the Taliban knew nothing about this. I mean, they're not a part of this. We didn't know that was going to happen. Dang. You know, the other thing that's interesting, too, is somebody pointed out, in terms of U.S. intelligence on the ground, that we could not see the Taliban coming to take over Kabul. But for 24 hours, we could warn everybody that we had rumors of a pending attack near the gate, which did result in bombings. So how is their intelligence so good that they can start announcing, leave the gate, we have indications of an attack coming, but yet they couldn't see that Kabul was going to fall in a matter of days. In fact, so much so, think back with me now. Got to have a long memory on some of this stuff. Think back 10, 12 days ago. President Biden was going on vacation. They so didn't believe this was going to happen that he was taking a vacation. And oh, by the way, so was Jen Psaki. Since he was going to be out of town, she was going to be out of town. She had to come back. They both had to cut their vacation short. God bless them. They had to cut their vacation short to come back to the White House to deal with the crisis. That's how little they believed this was going to happen. And yet they had the intel on the ground to tell them that a potential attack was about to happen. I'm just saying, hey, Copper, let's do a little shift here. I'm going to go ahead. Let's do this. I don't want to shortchange your Copper's Corner. All right. So let's push you to the 3:30 segment. Okay.
No problem.
All right. That way, because I just realized, you know, I got a microphone. I got going. So I it's already. We're going to come up against a soft break here in a few minutes, and then I don't want to shortchange you on the short segment. So let's just push you to right after 3:30, so we get that full opportunity in. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, good. Thanks. So flexible. Got to be flexible right now, too, with breaking news. This right now, you know, I'm sitting here looking at the news story. Neil Cavuto's on Fox, and the banner says, this is the deadliest day for U.S. troops in a decade. And it is. Think about that. The Battle of Mogadishu, I believe it was 17 Rangers died. We had 12 die today in the bombing. We had no U.S. service members had died in Afghanistan since February of 2020. So it had been a year and a half since we had lost any lives in that country. And now the whole thing's going to hell in a handbasket. And we're looking right now at the fact that 11 Marines and one Navy corpsman have been killed this morning. And we're hopeful that the death toll won't rise any more than it already has. But who is it we're dealing with? All right, so Copper just made the great point. The Taliban, I mean, they're in charge, right? The Biden administration is trusting them, right? Right? We've been hearing that for days, that the Biden administration is trusting the Taliban and that our withdrawal will be based upon their willingness to follow through. Well, let's talk about who they are for a minute. Copper, go ahead and get clip 8 ready. And clip 8 is only 24 seconds, so we'll just play the whole thing. This is an interview with the Taliban leader, their spokesperson, saying basically, oh, I don't know, like maybe Osama bin Laden has never been proven to have been involved in 9/11. Play the clip, Copper.
Can you guarantee that this country will never again be a base for terrorism?
When Osama bin Laden became an issue for the Americans, he was in Afghanistan. Although there was no proof he was involved, now we have given promises that Afghan soil won't be used against anyone.
You still don't think that Osama bin Laden carried out 9/11?
There is no evidence. Even after 20 years of war, we have no proof he was involved.
Can you guarantee?
All right. So, are you hearing this? And by the way, what you could hear, you could hear his voice in the background. The voice of the interpreter was giving the clear English version. But that's who we're dealing with. All right, that's who we're dealing with here. They are still in complete denial. They will not, in a subsequent interview with Laura Logan, who I've gotten to really respect. Her reporting's amazing. But Laura Logan had a special on the other night that I watched about Afghanistan. And in one of her interviews with, I believe, the same individual, by the way, she asked him, will you now renounce Al-Qaeda? He would not do it. He said, we renounce anyone that brings violence against innocent women and children. He did not say, he would not go to the idea that they would renounce Al-Qaeda. Because they don't. And why should they? Because when you hear the interview later, you realize they still don't think that, or at least that's their position anyway, is that they don't believe that the Taliban that Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, were directly implicated in 9/11. No evidence, they say. There's been no, after 20 years of war, there is still no evidence. Shut up. Of course there is. And well, that's why we took him out. But what, you know, what I said earlier, and kind of to Copper's question also, is that the Taliban do bear responsibility for this. Why? Because they said they would. Because apparently there's some negotiation. You remember, I've got a headline right here. I'm sitting here looking at it. CIA Director Burns met with the Taliban leaders in Kabul this week. It's right. Today's Thursday. On Monday, our CIA director himself flew to Kabul and met with the Taliban leadership. And President Biden himself has said multiple times that they are negotiating with and trusting the Taliban to keep their word. Go figure. And then what happens? This, even though the Taliban had apparently secured the outer ring, the outer perimeter at the airport. Go figure. Well, folks, the news is breaking as we speak. We're going to a short break right now. We're going to come back, kind of wrap up this segment a little bit and move to some Copper's Corner. And then come to the top of the next hour, we're going to be talking to my dudes, Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor, doing the Grand Council, where I'm sure this may wind up being one of the topics because it is the topic of the decade right now. President Biden is soon to speak, we understand. We'll see if he's going to man up. We'll see if he's going to say, not on my watch. You know, I'm hesitant to say that he would do anything at all. But part of me says, how can he not? All right, folks. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. And listen, I got to say, before I even go on with the show, we just had Jeff from Indiana call in, and he made the comment, and I heard him say it. He's happy to be here. And then he sent me a Facebook message and described for me and even gave pictures of the massive accident he was in 2 weeks ago. And Jeff, I'm trying to reply to you on Facebook. I can't tell for sure if my Messenger app is working. But I just want you to know, man, I am so glad you're here, and I am thankful with you for your survival. You stay safe, brother, and thanks for letting me know. Hey, folks, listen, I'm watching breaking news. So right now, Congressman Michael Waltz, a former Green Beret who now serves in Congress, was an Afghan vet, wrote a book, by the way, called Secure the Victory. I take it back, Warrior Diplomat, that's what it was. And he wrote that book just a few years ago. But he is announcing right now on Neil Cavuto's show that in a briefing he received this morning that the re-seizure of Bagram Air Base is one of the contingency operations the military is prepared to engage on if they have to. And I'm hopeful we're going to hear President Biden come out and say the dynamic has changed. He recognizes the need to flex his position and that he is going to move towards a more aggressive posture and start with retaking Bagram and giving us an additional space from which to conduct the airlift operations. I mean, the ideal situation here would be you fortify Kabul, you push out the perimeter, you give yourself more kill space, more cleared fields of fire, they call it, some buffer or standoff capacity. And then at the same time, you retake Bagram. And at that point, what you can do is begin doing short airlifts, or for that matter, rotary wing airlifts to and from Bagram, where you've got two big airstrips in a more secure environment that we've been using militarily for many years. And you can do these huge airlifts out there. Put all your resupply, your refuel right there at Bagram. You're much better off than trying to do it all at Kabul. All said and done, a lot of things are happening out. Right now, the breaking news is the Pentagon is saying that Islamic State, ISIL, they call it, or ISIS, did carry out the Kabul attack. Now, are they intertwined? I believe they are. I think they're all part of the Haqqani network. And the fact that ISIS and the Taliban don't always see eye to eye doesn't mean a thing. Doesn't mean a thing. Because in that part of the world, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right? So if they all hate the United States, they'll work together as long as they can. They'll fight each other later. So the fact that the Taliban had the command and control opportunity around the airport tells me that this is something that they were integrally involved in. Or at least, they were at least turning a blind eye and letting it happen. But what's going to happen when the president comes and speaks? Who's going to be held accountable for this? And Copper, we've got clip 3. which I've been holding on to for a couple of days. This is several days old now. This is Chris Wallace on Sunday interviewing Secretary of State Antony Blinken, which we have not heard from today, by the way. And the question is on accountability. About a minute and a half. So let's go ahead and play it now. Copper, clip three.
Which is the failure of both intelligence and planning. I want to play for you comments that President Biden made this week and that he made in July. Take a look, sir.
The idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens.
The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
How does chaos go from highly unlikely to inevitable in just 6 weeks? And frankly, sir, what does that say about the competence of the president and all of you on his national security team?
Chris, there's going to be plenty of time to look back, to figure out who was saying what when, what should have happened differently. Plenty of time for that. I've got to tell you right now, I am focused on one thing and one thing only. And that's the mission to get people out of Afghanistan, to get our people out, to get our partners out, to do it as fast as we can, to do it as effectively as we can, to do it as safely as we can.
But you do realize, respectfully, sir, that, and you're saying that, the Pentagon's saying it, the president's saying that, that's a way to avoid accountability now in the midst of this disaster.
Chris, this is not about avoiding accountability. In our system, thankfully, there is accountability. There always will be accountability. But there is a time and place for everything. And the time and place right now is this mission.
There you go. There you go. Well, that clip was better than I remembered it. So what you have right there is the interview. Chris Wallace, I mean, you know, there are times when he's frustrating, but he can do a hard interview, man. And he did not hold any punches back with Secretary of State Antony Blinken. And it's a heck of a thing. A heck of a thing. When you're having to confront statements made by your own people. It's not like a rhetorical question being asked by, you know, what if, you know, could it be? No. Here, I'm going to play some comments for you. Tell me how jacked up they are. And he even went on to say, what does this do in terms of calling into question the competence of the administration? Wow. And then how telling is that now that you're hearing the president of the United States, his own voice saying, it was not likely that the Taliban would take back over and that chaos was to be expected. Well, we got chaos. Not only that, I'm looking at it right now. Brett Baer just came on the air. Breaking news right now. Brett Baer says the numbers are at 12 service members killed, 15 injured. All right. This is serious, folks. This is a big, hairy freaking deal. This is beyond the scope of anything that we've seen in terms of troop losses in a long time, but it's also the complete and absolute making of a feckless president who is leading like a beta male who does not know what he's doing because he's never led a thing in his entire life, never led a single thing in his entire life, and it shows. And all you never Trumpers and folks who voted for Joe Biden, this is on you. You're the reason why we're here. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back in a minute. More of that to come. And we're going to get to Copper's Corner and just take a break from some of this and let me catch my breath. But I want to hear what she has to say, too, because she's good at it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.